Schwitzing.
Schwitzing.
Nice.
Schwitzing.
Very good. Schwitzing. Yes. Well done.
And I was like drenched. I had to like go to the undershirt basically. So, but in Miami, it's so gross in August and September. Right. Like the humidity is so bad that even as bad as it is here, it's not even close to being as bad as it is there in the summer.
But hold on. It has been so hot. In the last week here.
Oh, okay? It's crazy.
We didn't sign up for this. We didn't decide to move to Phoenix or to Vegas.
Yep.
We moved to Southern California and did not expect it to be as brutal as it
is. This is as bad as it's ever been.
I agree with you.
Well, and the longest, because it's going to go through the weekend. I know. Until the weekend.
Really?
So, I'll tell you.
That's our weather report here on 710 ESPN.
Well, since we're complaining, though, about the weather, let me just get one other
thing. Can we get Dallas Raines on to confirm that, by the way?
Can I just
former Florida State quarterback, Dallas Raines.
That I did not know.
Wow.
So I don't have air conditioning in my house.
A lot of people know.
Did he play with Burt Reynolds?
I don't know the answer to that.
I think he did. Really? I heard him talk about it, yeah.
Really?
Wow. Hey, Dallas, if you're listening, call in. Let us know any good Burt stories.
Yeah, Dallas.
So what are you going to say, Cap?
So no air conditioning.
Yeah. My mom doesn't have it either. She lives in Newport Beach, doesn't have it.
I've never thought I needed it.
Oh, yeah, you need it, man.
And all of a sudden, in the last week, I have been sleeping with fans on both sides of my bed coming at me.
When I was at UCLA, I lived in a fraternity with no air conditioning, and all we did was save up money to buy fans.
Yeah.
Because when it got hot during the summer, that was it.
Well, my wife was bitching to me because when I was in Miami having a drink at a hotel.
Do you not have AC?
We do. It couldn't keep up. It was
hot. Oh, it couldn't keep up with the heat.
Yeah, it was that bad. Because it was like almost 100 degrees in the South.
Oh,
Yeah, Manhattan Beach, 97 yesterday.
Yeah.
So I went to the USC game on Saturday. And
it must have been cold there. Game on the sun.
It was so friggin' hot.
I liked your shirt, though.
So the shirt, interestingly, completely sweated out. I was like, I left at the end of the third quarter. I'd seen plenty.
Sounds like you.
I mean, come on. You're playing a side dish. Of course you should leave in the third quarter.
I left in the third. I saw it. The offense looks great. Caleb Williams looks like
after
he's going to be a star.
Third tipped interception for a pick.
So I went to the game with Alex Michelson from Channel 11. And so
Alex.
We split up and we go. I'm walking off campus. So I walk through the campus and I'm like, I normally come in here to interview Pat Hayden or one of the AD guys. And the fence was closed.
Right.
So I'm like, what am I going to do? This fence is closed. And I start walking along the fence. I'm like, I cannot get out to Vermont no matter what I do. There's more fence. Finally, I decide, okay, there's a hill. I'm going to jump over the fence. So I jump over the fence. It's a spiked fence.
Oh. What the hell's wrong with you?
And my shorts.
Let me see.
These aren't the shorts, but my shorts get caught on one of the spikes
and
just tear right up the leg.
How about, did you get the skin? Did you get cut?
I did not get cut. Okay.
You need a tetanus shot immediately.
Might have been
worth it.
Two cops were there. No what way. Are you doing, sir? And I said, I'm just trying to get to the street, man. And they said, okay. They let me go.
Wow.
Just trying to get to the street.
Yeah.
But it was a fun game. They're going to be very, very good.
Well, yeah. By the way, did you have to keep the short hand on your shorts?
On my shorts
you could walk?
As I stayed at the bus stop and waited for an Uber to finally come and get me? Yeah, that's what I did.
You know, you say USC is going to be really good, and I hope that they are. But I walk away from that game and I go, okay, so they blasted Rice and they scored three defensive pick six touchdowns.
Right.
So I expected them to kill Rice no matter what.
Yeah,
so
I want to see what they do against Stanford this week. Stanford's all that good.
No, they're better. Stanford wasn't good last year.
Yeah, but they're better than Rice.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
But you see, you look at teams just as an example. I know we're going to talk a lot of college football today. Like Georgia, for example, they destroyed Oregon.
Well, why was Oregon playing Bo Nix in that game? Like, the guy's a 17-year senior at this point. Like, he's not good.
He's their best option, though.
No, that kid Ty Thompson, the redshirt freshman, is amazing. He's going to be amazing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, do you want to throw him to the Wolves?
Yes,
and play
point, just
in
do
game
it.
One.
Well, that's what Notre Dame did. Notre Dame did that against Ohio State.
Yeah, Notre Dame was in that thing, too.
They were.
Why not? Exactly. Notre Dame did it to Ohio State. At some point, these kids aren't going to be there that long anyway.
Right.
You might as well play them.
Right. They're either going to transfer. They're going to hit the transfer portal.
Yep.
They're going to get an NIL deal from a different school. They're going to take off for the NFL.
Right.
They're going to fail out. They're going to graduate. Whatever it is. Yeah, they're not going to last very long. But, you know, you talk about being hot at this USC game.
Yes.
How many people do you think were at that game?
I'd say maybe 35,000.
Okay, see, I can't fault anybody for not, for the stadium to not have 60 or 70,000 people. I can't fault anybody. Same thing with UCLA.
I saw the Dodgers. The Dodgers, by the way, didn't have very many people on Sunday.
It's so hot.
That's what I'm saying.
Point. That's exactly my point. Any fan that was thinking about going to the game, you're like, you know what? I don't want to sit in the Rose Bowl on a Saturday afternoon.
In Pasadena, it had to be 110 degrees. Right.
Well, they said it was 103 at kickoff. Right. It probably went up.
By the way, USC is reporting that the announced crowd is 60,113. There were not 60,000 people.
Well, that might have been people that bought tickets. Like UCLA announced 27,000. There weren't 27,000.
No, they definitely were not. They were not.
Yeah,
Bowling Green doesn't travel well.
Yeah, I guess not.
Hey, if you guys had to pick a winner on Thursday night.
Yeah.
The Rams.
Yeah,
why?
Rams.
Well, home dog, I think that's big disrespect to a Super Bowl champion. I actually think they're better potentially this year than they were last year at this time for sure, because Bobby Wagner is a beast.
Right.
And Allen Robinson, to me, is going to be one of the most underrated signings of the entire offseason.
You're right. I think it's a great signing. He's going to be a clear number two. He's going to settle into that Robert Woods slot. He's the first time they've got one of those tall guys for a fade pattern in the end zone, Allen Robinson.
All right, so tell me if I'm making something out of nothing. Every year the Lakers had a ring night, they played lousy.
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot in the NBA.
So does that not happen on Thursday?
I don't think so. I'd have to go back and look.
They're having a ring night? No,
they're going to raise the banner.
Yeah, raise the banner.
See, that's why I'm taking the Rams to win the game, because I feel like you're at home, you're in your home stadium where you won the Super Bowl, and even though the Bills are favored to win the AFC.
And they're favored to win the Super Bowl, too.
They've got to come all the way cross-country.
Sure, yeah.
And it's the first game of the year, and it happens in the middle of the week. I feel like being at home and raising the banner and all the emotion of the crowd, I feel like everything points to the Rams.
So I was watching SportsCenter at 3 o'clock, the 6 Eastern one,
yep.
And they were showing a report from Bills camp, and they were blasting over the speakers while they were practicing.
Were they?
Whose house?
Were
Rams
they?
House!
Oh,
they were
cool.
Just blasting it the whole time while they were
Yeah,
they
there's going to be a lot of that. By the way, I want to I think the Bills Mafia are going to be at the game. I don't know how. Do we know how big the Bills following is?
Like, my God, it's huge.
Is it?
Well, is it going to be
50-50?
See, I'm not so sure about that.
What?
Now, let me
There's going to be at least 20,000 Bills fans in there.
Well, that's not 50%.
No, but that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I can tell you guys.
70?
60, 65.
Yeah, but 20,000 is not a small amount.
No.
That's a third of the stadium.
That's true. But here's the thing. I'm with you. Under normal circumstances, I would anticipate that the opposing team would bring a lot of fans.
Yeah.
The only thing is, it's opening night. So how many Rams fans were willing to part with their tickets for the opening night, the night they're going
to
raise the banner?
Not to see the banner. That's true.
So you'd be surprised, Cap, if you, like, Mason has tickets, it's important for him to be there.
Yeah.
But I've had friends call me and say, hey, you think Mason would sell me his they play the Cowboys at home this year. Would Mason sell me his Cowboy tickets? And I said, well, maybe if you give him like $5,000 each. And they don't even blink. They go, really, Woody?
Oh, really? Would you sell him, Mace?
Well, no, he wouldn't, but you're the guy sitting next to him.
I mean, for $10,000.
I've got a
grand.
Whole friggin' strategy. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so. Your buddy buys my tickets.
Yeah.
And then you buy other tickets.
And then I buy other tickets.
From the team.
Less than.
Yeah.
And so I'm still at the game.
There you go.
While making
some money. Big. That's smart.
Yeah. You're up big.
But get one of your buddies on that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, my phone.
50-yard line, dude.
They all heard it.
There was a game here at the Coliseum. This is probably 3 or 4 years ago before the Rams moved into SoFi. So call it 3 or 4 years ago. And they played the Bills. And it was that was a Shady McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
Team, Buffalo Bills.
Greg hates him. Really? LeSean McCoy. Hates LeSean McCoy.
Why do you hate LeSean McCoy?
LeSean McCoy's a jerk, that's why.
Why? What
he ruined Iron
game.
Man or whatever.
Yeah, he said at 11 o'clock in the morning that Iron Man died.
He did on Twitter.
Really?
He did.
Yeah.
I remember I was in here and Greg was losing his mind.
Well, it was ridiculous. I hadn't seen it yet. I was going to see it that night. I was seeing it opening night.
Was it as bad as when I spoiled Succession?
Well, no. No, Endgame was worse.
Endgame is worse, though, than Succession.
Endgame is worse.
Yeah.
And by the way, I put up a picture of Tom and I said, A2 Tom. That was all.
Yeah. By the way, LeSean McCoy is going to be on television now. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, is he?
On Fox Sports 1.
I'm not watching that garbage. Yeah.
So the Bills came to L.A. to take on the Rams.
Yeah.
And the Coliseum that day was packed. I mean, there could have been 70,000 people in the Coliseum.
Right.
And there were probably 2 or 3 sections on the visitor's side, like full sections.
Okay.
That were all
Bills
Buffalo
fans. Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying. Like, I anticipate that a lot of Bills fans would want to come. On opening night, when you're going to raise the banner in the building that you won the Super Bowl in, Are there going to be that many Bills fans?
I don't.
Yes.
I think there will. I think there will be Bills fans, but not as many as you guys think.
Will there?
I think it'll be 60-40 Rams fans. Oh,
I think it'll be 70-30.
Oh, I was going 80-20.
I'm in between you guys. I'm like 66-33.
67. There. That's an excellent medium position.
Are we going to see with SoFi Stadium in the background a bunch of drunken Bills fans
jumping on tables?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I want to see.
Mace, I think you need to go participate.
Table jump.
No, you shouldn't.
Oh yeah, I would do it.
You will break.
Do it
your
for the
body.
Gram. You'll, I will totally do it for the gram.
Be, really?
You're Cappy. You want to do it for the gram?
He'll do it. You're brittle though.
Yeah. You will be David Vasse. You'll break your wrist and five ribs.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not. Yeah. I, for you, you've got a history of injuries.
I do. You're right. I do.
You know, the biggest predictor of future injury is past injury.
Yeah. So. No, it's true. I'm Anthony Davis. All right.
Wow. We had swipe on the
way out. No, it's totally true. That's totally true.
It's the Lakers station. Good. Why are you putting that out?
LeBron is in the room, God's sake.
Gotta take a shot.
Mason.
Yeah.
Wow, that was cold, man.
Guys, we are...
Wow, they're taking your cutout out.
Yeah. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Where are you putting that big, fat cutout? I look awful in that cutout. Put that into storage.
Oh, how's the diet going?
It's actually going. I'm at 204.
Where were you before?
207. No, 215. I've gone 215 to 204.
Greg looks great. I told him the last couple times.
Yeah, he's actually come back to earth.
He looks great.
He's packed a few back on.
Yeah, you stopped using the Lose It app.
Well, yeah, that doesn't mean I stopped counting the calories myself.
Okay, still counting them.
Yeah, you don't need to use the app, but he looks good.
Yeah, no, I'm down
11. How come you don't look that good?
I'm down 11 because it's slow.
Because he's
I'm in it for the long haul.
You started at 216,
right? And now I'm at 204.
All right, my diet, by the way.
Oh, by the way, it's officially got to start right
today. Started today.
Right, he's already screwed up.
Started today.
What?
He's already said it to me. He's already screwed up.
No, I'm just saying that my diet. And anybody else who wants to join my diet, it starts today.
Does it have its own community?
Yes, it does.
He hasn't said what time he started.
The Kaplan weight loss community?
Correct. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Why not?
All right. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's where
I am. I am psyched up because I've not had a chance to drive home and listen to the Shidano and Pappy show
in
a
while.
And it's just not been the same.
I was just going to say, are you anti-Ramona and DeMarco?
Oh, no. I love Ramona, love DeMarco, love CY, all those guys.
Oh, my God. You know how hot it is in Ramona's house right now?
Terrible.
You're opposed to everything.
Terrible.
Yeah, it is better when you
How hot is it at Ramona's house up there in the valley? It's like 140, probably.
Yeah, it's terrible. All right. That's it. We're back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next for you, Shidano and Cappy. By the way, Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light. Keeping Southern California chill all season long. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kids are back!
Indeed, 4:15 in the Southland.
Look out!
Are we ready, boys? Oh, Shidano doesn't have his headphones in.
Oh.
I mean, you gotta turn the mic. There we go.
I'm ready.
Well, are you Mason ready? Left a limp microphone.
What do you want from me? You're Cuban. You know how to get that thing back up. Bam!
Oh, yeah.
Let us get Cuban. The mega fall season. Shidano and Cap, a live imaging Tuesday. Let's hit the theme song. Producer Laura, who's also back in the saddle with us. What a day.
Oh, yeah.
The moment you've waited for.
Come on.
I can feel it. Come on, Cappy.
Bam, ba-da-bop. Bing, da-da-ding. Ba-da-bop. Ba-ding, boom, ding-a-dong. Ba-da-bop.
All right, so why did you have so much damn guilt while you're on vacation? Who does that?
Dude, da-da-dee. It took me a few days.
I mean, you literally... I was telling Chris and Lindsay earlier today in the other room. I was like... Who goes on vacation and the first picture they take with their feet, like, in the sand? It's you and Rachel, I'm assuming.
Rachel.
And you're like, all right, trying my best to chill.
Yeah.
Don't know if how long I can chill.
I don't know if I can do it.
Just chill.
But you know what was great about that picture, by the way?
What's great about it?
So
I'm sure you're going to tell us anyway.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. What's great about that particular photograph where I'm sitting on the beach is my right foot was buried in the sand, my left foot
which is
was,
the ugly foot.
Right.
Yeah.
And we had many community members
notice that.
Saying, dude, good thing you stuck your right foot in the sand. I don't want to see that disgusting foot. Left foot, good foot. Yeah. Right foot, gross foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I tried. I did my best. And by about Wednesday, Thursday of last week, I'm like, ooh, I'm chilling. I'm good.
How long did that take? Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah.
How long, when did you start?
I took off all week last week.
Yeah, but when did you go to the beach?
I don't know what day it was.
Was it like the weekend?
No, I don't think so. I think it took a few days. You know, like first I had to do a bunch of things. George, I had a list of like 25 things in my life that I had to get done.
Like?
Oh, man. Like, send my kids stuff that they needed from college. You know, right, like these are big tasks for a guy like me.
They never remember
True. Like for someone like me.
Now, did they tell you about the things they needed a long time ago or?
Yeah, they were like, Dad, can you do me a favor? Can you go into my room, grab this, 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 and this, put it in a box and take it to a place and ship it? And I'm like, I can. I just don't know when I'll be able to do it.
Right.
And then when I finally found the time, I put the stuff in a box and then I had it boxed up and then I went, where do I take a box to ship it to kids?
I don't know. The post office?
Well, the post office was one good idea.
Right, FedEx?
Okay, I don't know where there's a FedEx.
UPS?
Another good idea.
Yeah.
I did wind up going to like mail.
You can even go old school and go DHL.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's still DHLs around.
I went to like a mailboxes, et cetera.
What?
Yeah. Like, isn't that like a place?
I guess.
Even know it still existed.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Maybe it's also the UPS store. You can always go to the UPS store.
Oh, there's a UPS store.
Yeah, there are millions of them.
All right. Well, I didn't think about that. So I was like, where do I possibly send this stuff?
Wait, you aren't really you're not that inept when it comes
to it's
not
that inept. It's just that I don't do these things often. You know what I mean?
You just shipped a whole bunch of sighted hats.
Who did I send
to? His kids shipped a bunch of sighted hats.
See, my kids did it.
And they put his return address on them.
That's right. So anybody that received the sighted hats from me, now I'm on your Christmas card list.
Yes, exactly. What's wrong with you?
No, so I did. I had this huge list of things that I had to get done in my life, and I had them all written on my phone, and then I was like, done. And like certain things that I didn't do. Now, this was really dumb. You ready?
Okay.
I had these heaters that I had bought from Costco months and months ago. I needed to return them. You know why?
Like a space heater?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you need a space heater?
Well, I didn't really need it. Rachel needed it for her tenants at her place, you know? And so I was going to go to Costco and return the heaters to buy fans. Because I don't have air conditioning. Yeah. And I am...
Why didn't you buy the portable air conditioners?
What do you mean? Like the ones, the old school ones that you're putting in the window?
No. They have like ones you roll and then you put...
I have one.
A little like... there's like a little...
You put like ice in there, right?
No.
Blows water?
No. It's like a little tower. Yeah. And it's like a legit, instead of it going in your window, it's on like a little set of wheels.
Right.
And then you have like a little crack.
Like a slit.
That has like a little tube that goes out. Yeah, I have one, Cappy, that I'm not using. You can have it.
Oh my God, I got to find out about this.
Are you serious?
I swear to you, I don't know anything about what's going on.
Yeah, because in my house, sometimes the air to the kids' room can get a little wacky. So we bought some of those just so the kids don't like, you know, drench and sweat if the air conditioner's not working.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, this is a true story.
Yeah.
So this is last week, and I'm sleeping in my bed, and I kind of sleep in the same way every single night. Like I just like my right arm's underneath my head, and I got a pillow in between my legs, and I got another one over here.
Why don't you get one of the cooling pillows for between your legs? I use one of those.
Great idea.
It's a knee pillow.
Great idea.
You slap that thing in there.
Knee pillow's great. Bam! Especially as you get older, you need it because your back can get out of alignment.
But it cools it. It's a cooling pillow.
I didn't know anything about this cooling technology.
Well, and keeping that area cool in between your legs is...
Well, no, it's not up there. It's in the knees.
No, but it helps,
no,
too.
No, I need it in the crotch. I need it right here in between.
But that helps, too. And that way, you know, because heat is bad for that area.
Because let me tell you how hot it's been for me.
Yeah. How hot has it been, Kathy?
For someone who doesn't have air conditioning, let me just tell you this. I'll get out of the shower. I'll take a fan. Like, I have this little fan.
Yeah.
I turn it straight up in the air, and butt naked, I stand right over it. Just like this. Just like this right here. I stand over, and this thing blows
that's a TMI.
The cool air right
I mean,
up
you
in
are
here.
Literally, like, showing
I,
Lindsay
I hope
Laura.
That's on video for
I hope.
Mandy's 2.
Yeah, no, they are right there.
There we go.
Right
are there. We on, though?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
For Mandy's 2.
Yeah. Laura's not even looking.
Laura's disgusting.
She's shaking her head.
She's shaking her head.
But you know you can take a blow dryer
Laura.
And put it in the cool setting.
This is what I come back to.
How would you describe what you just witnessed, Laura?
I mean, I caught like a little bit, and I just saw him like...
Fanning himself?
Fanning his, you know, his private area, and I'm like, yep, no.
Well, let me show you what happened. So the thing is...
Please don't.
Well, but
Cap, you went
really
from hella
show
sus
us more? Yeah.
too sussy.
Oh, really?
Extra sussy sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So sussy is now beyond hella sus.
You were levitating, as Dua Lipa says, the way
nice.
That, you know
yes,
what I mean?
I do. Yeah. I'm telling you guys right now.
We should do like a fake like burger joint or like a fast food joint, and then we can have extra sussy sauce.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. For your chicken nuggets or something.
All I'm saying.
I don't know.
For my nuggets.
Yeah,
for,
right. Exactly.
Got to keep the fruit salad cool,
little,
you know?
A little sussy sauce.
Right. All I know is I'm getting out of the shower, I'm turning this fan upright, and like a sumo wrestler, I'm standing over this freaking
fan. We got the picture.
Why'd you look at me when you said sumo? That's not nice.
Yeah, that wasn't nice. But I just thought maybe you and I would relate on something like this. But I'm unbiased.
If he would have said ninja, he would have looked at me.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I started my diet today.
Did you really?
I swear to you guys, in my mind,
I've
been eating like crap in the last few days. I said
the last few days?
Well, no, but I've been eating extra crappy in the last few days.
Because you know the diet.
Because the diet's on the way. Oh, okay. Right. And I told you guys, I'm giving up cannabis products.
Ooh.
Okay.
Right, because you say it just causes you to eat.
Right. So
you have no self control while you're under cannabis.
No, you get high, you want to eat. You know? And so
you can't just like drink something?
No. I lose all control. And so and then I start telling myself things like, hey, this chocolate bar is actually really healthy because I got it from Whole Foods, which, you know, is nonsense, right?
Right. How about keto chocolate?
I haven't tried that.
It's not great.
Oh no, Hershey's makes sugar free chocolate.
But yeah, that's not good. There's like, I mean, I have a lot of keto.
She's the queen of the keto.
No,
snack.
I know.
I was gonna say I found a lot of sugar free chocolate, and
if you get the Atkins products, like the peanut butter,
really
you had
good.
One of those peanut butter cups.
Yeah, they were good.
They were good.
Yeah.
So the diet has begun today.
He just blew us off.
No, I didn't blow you off. It's just that I'm like I didn't know about the cool pillow for in between my legs. Yeah. I didn't know about these
in between
keto,
your knees.
Oh, I didn't know about these keto.
It technically between your legs too.
Candies, you know.
Yeah.
So the diet has begun. So are you with me, yes or no?
So I had a really bad last few weeks. There's been a lot going on. I was on a sort of a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of tequila I took down last week and carbohydrates, I posted some of it.
Yes, I saw.
A lot of carbohydrates.
Uh-huh.
So I started yesterday. But yes, I'm back on the train with you.
Okay. Anybody else here with me? Anybody else?
Diet?
Yeah.
No, I don't need to diet. I mean, I watch what I eat. But
okay.
Did you see this guy on Around the Horn today? Beautiful.
I didn't see it, but
beautiful.
I heard about it.
Oh, beautiful.
Tell me what happened on Around the Horn today.
I won.
Well,
and then on my FaceTime, I mentioned, hey, if you're looking for a night, because Tony Reale is, he's great on social media. He thinks it's a cesspool. He wants it to be, his experience, whatever it is, he wants it to be more positive, right?
Okay.
Because there's too much negativity. So I said, Tony, we took a page out of your playbook on our radio show, and we started a Twitter community called the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. And the only rule is, don't be a jerk. Just be cool. And that was it. So that was it. And he was very happy about
really?
That. Now, Frank Isola said it was lame. He didn't want to be part of it. And I said, well, we wouldn't want you anyway because you're kind of a jerk.
Has Tony Reale joined yet, the Circle of
Not
Trust?
Yet. But, okay. But you know, we'll see.
Did you mention on Around the Horn how Mason and Ireland have copied the idea and now started the Mason Ireland Mafia?
See, Christopher, what I would say about that is that imitation is the biggest form of flattery.
But you know how I got them back today?
How's that?
I pulled all the Reddit people into the mafia thing,
no.
So now it will become a cesspool. See what I did?
Yeah.
They thought I was promoting it all afternoon. I got all those Reddit users to come
in.
The
ones that they canceled.
Yes.
Yeah, because it got
too I pulled
nasty.
Them into the mafia,
nice.
And now they will take over.
Yeah.
They will infect it.
Well, their Reddit users are definitely not nice people.
They hate me.
Yeah.
They hate everything.
They hate everything
Mason
that's not Mason and Ireland.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. I mean, this is what it is.
All right, so you started your diet yesterday.
Yeah, no carbs. It's basically all I'm doing. No carbs.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Laura, you said you were going to join us as well. Are you in on this or are you not in on this?
Yeah, I can't drink for like 3 months. So
oh, that's
what
perfect.
The hell?
Okay.
That's a perfect time.
Yeah. All right, let me say to everybody that here's what I think we should do.
What should we do?
On Monday mornings.
I mean, you guys, I'm
right. On Monday mornings.
So you guys do your thing.
Everybody should wake up. And before they do anything, before they drink anything, before they go to the bathroom, before they do anything, you should take a picture of your weight on your scale.
Yeah, but why does the weight? Because sometimes you can, like if you're lifting and you're working.
I lifted hard last night, Cap.
You
did?
I
did.
If you're working out,
yeah.
Like your weight may not go down, but your muscle will go up.
No.
Weight is not an accurate indicator.
Agreed.
Are you going to lift, Cap?
Not at all.
But I'm going to tell you right now.
I mean, that's old school. What are you, like, is 1987?
No.
Suzanne Summers?
But I got to
like,
lose.
Working out?
No.
What was the guy who used to be on ESPN when we were growing up in the early
Gilad?
Gilad!
Yes.
What
I love Gilad.
What are you, Gilad?
I love Gilad.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a step aerobics class.
What was the, there was a girl that came on
after Gilad. Two girls, like Kiana.
No, she was just filling
for
Gilad.
Oh, wait, no, you're talking about Denise?
Denise Austin.
Denise Austin? I love Denise Austin.
Yeah, what are you, Denise Austin and Gilad?
You know, Denise Austin's husband was like a famous basketball agent. Yeah.
Who was he?
Yeah, I got to think of his name, but I'll find out. Denise Austin and her daughter, I got to think of her name. I know her a little bit.
Tracy Austin?
No, not her. But she's now become like a Sports Illustrated fitness model.
Yeah.
I love Denise Austin.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to lose weight, and you're right. Sometimes you might actually stay the same weight, but you might move it around a little bit. But I got to get rid of this belly. And so today, I got up this morning, and I took a picture of my scale. How much you guys think I weigh? You like a carnival worker. Take a look at me. How much do you think I weigh?
Wait, she is related to Tracy Austin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's her sister-in-law.
Okay, well, what's the...
Well, husband? I recently
Jeff
saw
Austin.
You...
Jeff Austin. I don't know who that is, though.
A few weeks ago, I saw you in an ill-fitting robe.
He's so a sports agent, and he was a tennis player, too.
Oh.
I got a lot of the picture in my mind, so I would say...
They live in Hermosa.
Yeah, they're...
Any other stats?
I'm just saying. I didn't know. We might...
Well, how tall
neighbors.
Are you, Cap?
6 feet. 6 feet tall.
I would say 238.
238.
No.
George, take a look here. Take it all in.
220.
220.
218.
218.
0.5.
0.5. Okay.
Yeah.
Lindsay?
Right down the middle. 230.
Okay. 230. I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I got on the scale butt naked.
Before or after you...
No, no. This is before I did any business. Any business of any kind.
Okay.
210.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
238.
Well, I'm basing it on my size and whatever.
I gave you 10 pounds.
210.
Laura was the closest.
So I weigh 210.
We all went over, though.
I know. I got to get down to like 195.
When's the last time you were 195?
A couple years ago. This all happened during COVID.
A couple years as in like when you were like 12 years ago when you ran the Ironman?
No, no. I'm talking like 2 years ago. This all happened during COVID. Ate too much, drank too much, never cared. And I'm going through a lifestyle change right now is what I'm doing.
Yeah. What's Rachel going to do?
Well, she's saying to me, she's like, wait a second, are you going to be like boring now? You're not going to drink wine with me? I'm like, I'm not. I'm off wine. I'm off beer. I'm on vodka. I'm on tequila. I'm off cannabis. I'm off carbs after 3 p.m. I'm going through, you're looking at somebody.
A metamorphosis.
Right, correct. You're looking at somebody right now who's going through menopause.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That is what I'm going through.
All right, menopause. We got to pause here.
Okay.
We're going to come
see
back.
See how he did that?
Very nice.
He's good. He's good.
I want to get into the big college football stuff, and we can talk more about your menopause.
Yeah. The mega fall season kicks off on Shit Out of a Cap. So good to be back. The homish Booka, producer Laura, producer Lindsay, you guys. It's also National Read a Book Day.
Mm.
And on this day in 1982, Culture Club released their song, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? From their album, Kissing to Be Clever.
I'm going to have to make an admission here. I'm a little embarrassed about this,
but it's true.
I'm going to make an admission. I'm about 12 or 13 years old, so it's about 1982 or 1983.
Oh. Yeah.
And Culture Club is going to come play a concert in Miami. All right. And I'm living in Fort Lauderdale. I'm a kid. I live at home. That's where my parents live. That's where I lived.
Yeah.
And the way you bought concert tickets back in the day, if you guys remember, is you would go to the mall. You would go to the record store.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you would wait in line.
Get your tickets now at Sam Goody.
And they had like a Ticketmaster like computer, basically.
Right. And you were really subjected to how fast the person was willing to work for you.
Correct.
On the computer.
Yeah.
So like my mother, I think, dropped me off at the mall at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And I stood in the back of the mall with money to go into the record store to buy Culture Club tickets.
Right.
And the computer crashed. And by the time I got up to the thing, I bought like the cheapest seats in the house because that's what I had money for. And then, of course, I had to get closer to Boy George. So me and this girl who took me to this concert, who was like, I don't know, 25 or whatever. Like you talk about, I'm 13, she's 25, and I'm thinking this is going to happen, but it didn't. She and I walked all the way to the front. You know, so I think that was like one of my first concerts. I think Billy Squire with Rat opening up was my very first concert.
Oh, yeah. Do you know... the drummer for Rat, his name escapes me.
You could also say Chiva for a Rat, too. Yeah.
I've heard this. So I've heard. Oh, the drummer for Rat, Steve Johnson? Is that who you mean? Michael Stevenson. Steve Michelson?
I don't know, man.
Did you just say Michael Stevenson and Steve Michelson?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. I was making up names.
I don't know the name of the guy. I forget the guy's name. So, I mean, I got to ask my wife because she knows because the kid goes to school with one of my kids.
No way.
Yeah.
From Rat?
Yeah. Really? A young kid.
Rat and Roll, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Billy Squire, Rat was my first official concert, but Boy George and Culture Club not long thereafter. Embarrassed to admit it, but I just told you that I was standing naked over a fan to try and cool myself off.
No,
so what does it matter?
And you literally showed us.
Yeah, right. So
I
what's
mean,
it
without
matter?
The nudity part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it really matter?
What wacky things are you going to do Friday at Black Gold Golf Club for the ESPN LA Golf Classic?
I don't know, because you know,
by SoCal Hyundai.
Well, because last year when George embarrassed me
with the push-ups,
by out push-upping me, remember what I said a year ago?
That you would try to do it again.
No. I said by next year
I'll beat you.
I'll do 100.
Oh yeah, okay,
and I haven't done a push-up since.
Oh, so we got our bit.
I haven't done a push-up since.
I don't need to do it this year because I already showed that I can do it.
So I don't think I can get anywhere near the number of push-ups that
I
got
last year.
And
it's going to be so hot.
It's way hotter.
Dude, it's hot AF.
It is. Get your bullhorn out. I want to see that in action in here.
You want to hear this right here?
Yeah.
This right here. This is a toy that was given to me by Casper Villa.
At our Union Station.
Right.
Thing.
And I bring it everywhere now.
Yeah.
And by the way, shout out to Casper, who did a phenomenal job with that picture of the entire mishpucha. That was awesome.
Oh, the one from last night?
Yeah.
How Sonato and Cap community. Yeah, it was great. It was really good.
How great is that guy?
Although Sonato's taller than all of us, but that's okay.
Which is not in real life. That
right.
It is.
But there may have been one guy in
the
there.
Leader. What was the leader? The kid who ended up playing
for
the Dodgers.
Leader. No, you're the leader of our group.
But what was the kid that played for the Dodgers?
I don't remember.
That kid.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I forgot Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
He made me Benny the Jet Rodriguez, yes.
Do you think he did that because you're Cubano?
Yeah.
And he's the leader.
Right.
I mean, Cappy, you're second in
command. Fine by me. I'm good over here.
You wanted to be Gopher. No, what was it?
I wanted to be Captain Steubing.
No, you didn't. You said you wanted to be the bartender.
No. John Ireland wanted to be Isaac the bartender.
It was John Ireland?
But I wanted to be the captain. I wanted to be Captain Steubing because I wanted to host the black tie dinner on Saturday nights. That's my deal.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So,
hey, listen, hold on. So this weekend,
yes.
I watched you.
You watched me.
On the Miami, whoever they were playing, Bethune-Cookman?
Bethune-Cookman.
Right. I was watching you on this ESPN college football telecast.
On the ACC Network.
Which I loved, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how I was watching it, just so you know.
On your phone.
Correct. So I was
I'm impressed that you watched it on your phone.
I was driving around.
I thought it was definitely on a TV.
No. I was driving around.
Yeah.
And I remembered that I wanted to catch your act, and so I went.
You make it sound like I'm a Catskills act.
Yeah, you know, like you're a Borscht Belt comedian. You just happen to be calling football games.
I'll be at the Hermosa Beach Comedy Club this weekend.
Right. So I went on to like the ESPN.com app. Mm-hmm. I went to the college football scores.
Yeah.
It said watch. I clicked on it. It actually worked. And I got to see quite a bit of your telecast.
Yeah.
I mean, for as long as I could handle it, just because the game was just so out of hand.
It was
right?
out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, Miami.
Yeah.
Did what good college football teams generally do, which is, you know, really go out and schedule a cupcake for your first game.
Correct.
And get a preseason game in. I give a lot of credit to these schools, George, like Oregon and you know, look.
Well, Miami played Alabama last year
right,
in the first game.
Well, that's just it. Yeah. So that's why you don't do that often. I mean, if you're Oregon and you're going to go on the road and you're going to play against
Georgia in Atlanta.
Right. I mean, you're taking your life in your hands.
Correct.
If you're Utah, and I don't care if you're number 7 in the country, you go to the swamp.
Yeah, it's a tough game.
You're playing in the SEC.
And they should have. They made Utah. I watched that game when I got back. And I thought they were going to pull off. And they made the one mistake at the worst. Well, they made two mistakes. They had fumbled on at the goal line. Oh, no. There was a goal line stand Florida had earlier in the second half. And then they threw the interception at the end of the game.
All I'm saying is this.
But you're right. It's tough.
Like when I watch Miami versus Bethune-Cookman, I'm watching because you're calling the game. That's it.
Right.
You know? But a Georgia versus Oregon or a Florida versus Utah, these are games that I got to say, hey, it's impressive.
Utah-Florida was an incredible game.
It's very impressive that you're willing to take your high national ranking and go on the
road
and go down to those schools that play in the SEC. And then, by the way, listen, Utah played a very good game,
Utah is a playoff caliber team.
Right, but the thing is, Oregon is not.
No.
And Oregon...
Again, they started this Bo Nix. I'm like, that guy's been playing college football for 7,000 years.
Okay, I don't know their team as well as you do. You've called their games. I just happen to be kind of like glancing and watching.
They got a kid, I'm telling you, named Ty Thompson, that he's going to be a stud. I don't understand why you just don't play. It's like we were talking about with Mason and Ireland. You don't have these kids for that long. Redshirt sophomore, they're out of there.
Well, I mean, you think about some of these schools that I was watching. I think it was it was Michigan against Colorado State. And I watched a piece of this
By
game.
By the way, did you see the RG3 thing that he did?
I thought that was great.
How awesome was that when he walked out with Michigan doing his hype thing?
It was awesome.
Incredible.
I loved that. That was great television.
And if you didn't see it, go to RG3's Twitter.
Here's what he did. He literally walked out of the tunnel with the Michigan football team as they came out onto the field.
Yeah.
And so you felt like you were part of what was happening there with the Michigan football team.
It was an incredible job. That was a really smart idea.
But watching Michigan, just as an example...
Yeah.
They're talking about, well, this is our quarterback week one, but because we have a superstar, you know, freshman.
Right. We got to play both guys.
We got to play him.
Second half.
No. Second game.
Oh, that's right.
He's the starter for the second game.
But he played a little bit in the first game.
I didn't see. Dude, it was another one of these blowouts that I couldn't stick around for.
Yeah.
So
now, you couldn't stick around because what? Rachel wasn't interested in
No, Rachel was out for the weekend. Uh-huh. I was a single guy this weekend.
Wow.
I was a single guy.
Okay. So how much of the game that I did you watch? A quarter?
Yeah, I'd say maybe a little bit more.
Which quarter?
Probably the second quarter.
Second quarter was a good quarter.
Yeah.
A lot of scoring in the second quarter.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
But I was driving around, and I had it on my phone.
Right.
So I was watching at red lights, and I was listening.
Which one did you like best?
Which of your calls?
Yeah. Did you like when I gave you a little pump fake on Tyler Van Dyke?
No, keep going. What else?
And I said, he's got Restrepo wide open.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
Restrepo, that name really...
Yeah, he's the slot receiver.
Yeah, it was good. Like, that was the kind of name I was like, ooh, the kid's name is Restrepo. Nice, kind of interesting.
I had that in my notes.
I heard you talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
You said, what a great connection by these two. Now we understand why they're roommates.
Yeah.
See, I was listening.
Good for you.
I was watching.
Yeah.
Very nice
job. You did text me.
I did?
Yeah.
I did. College football, I just want to say this.
By the way, your team won.
Listen.
The backyard brawl.
So last Thursday night... Well, again, I'm on vacation. Yeah. Here was my day Thursday.
Yeah.
I was watching on a computer.
Did Rachel let you watch the backyard brawl?
She allowed me to because she knew that I was watching my son, right. West Liberty University.
Right, on your iPad.
Against Clarion University.
Yeah.
Not exactly the same quality production.
Probably not.
That the Pitt West Virginia game gave me. But what a way to start the season, this whole weekend of college football. And I know there's a lot of USC fans that are really excited about what they did to Rice. And
they should be.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's... Again, Rice is not a team theory, should pose a threat.
Yeah.
That's why you schedule a team like Rice.
No, but that's what you're supposed to do.
100%.
Yeah.
That's why Utah and Oregon, I understand wanting the national television time, and I understand wanting to show off to the world you can play with the SEC, but when you can't play with the SEC, that becomes a problem. So credit to USC for what they did this past weekend. Even UCLA, smart move. Start off with a team like Bowling Green. Granted, nobody's in the Rose Bowl, but it was too freaking hot to go to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't want to go see UCLA and Bowling Green
really
in 200-degree weather.
Yeah.
So forget about the crowds and the fans.
Yeah.
What a great weekend, though, of college football.
Yeah, it was fun. College football did a great job. We tip our cap to college football.
Yeah. And I'm really excited because now college football's underway.
NFL starts on Thursday.
Right. Then before you know it.
Your diet is underway.
Right. The NBA will start in mid-October.
Yeah.
Don't forget about the World Cup that had to be moved because of the heat.
In Qatar.
So, dude, I'm telling you right now, from today until the end of the year, it is grind time.
I'm not taking any vacation until December. I'll be Thanksgiving.
The submarine has gone underneath the water, and we're not going to pop up until Christmas.
Right. Okay.
That's all I want to say.
I got some Beto stories for you.
Oh, I can only imagine what it must be like traveling on the road with Beto, who was supposed to come visit with me yesterday. He was supposed to bring his dad and his son to Del Mar for the races. Bingo. Yes, I said it.
Yeah.
And he didn't come.
Yeah. Well.
Probably hung over from the trip you guys were on.
We had a good time.
Looked like it.
Yeah.
A little jealous.
Coming up next, could Russell Westbrook be extending an olive branch, Cappy?
We'll tell you about that in a second.
We'll get you there, Cappy. Live Imaging Tuesday on Shinano and Cap on this day in 1994. Brandy released her debut single, I Want to Be Down.
Yeah.
From her self-titled album, Cappy.
Cappy, I want to be down with my weight.
I'm already down. Not with my weight, just down in general.
Yeah.
Nice grind right there.
That was a nice grind,
right? Looked good.
Already after one day of true keto and working out last night, the hips feel looser.
You look very shiny and healthy. You look very good.
I don't know if shiny is good, but no, I didn't shave.
I mean, it's hot outside.
It is hot.
That's true.
I was schwitzing a lot in the valley last week on my valley vacation.
Oh, my God. What was it, like 130 there?
Oh, I couldn't play. I took my clubs. I couldn't play golf.
Let me tell you something. The most accurate depiction I've ever seen on the show Entourage, which I loved, was when there was an episode, I think it was like season 3, where the Vince's Aquaman is debuting, and they want to go see it. And he goes, I want to go to the valley to see it. And they're like, why the valley? It's like, oh, you know, amongst the people. You know what I mean? And then John was like, I got to hydrate, man. I can't go to the valley. And he brings like a cooler in the car. It was pretty hilarious.
You are Johnny Drama, Kathy.
You are Johnny Drama.
Well, I...
Would that make me Vince in this scenario is what you're saying?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's better than being Turtle, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Why is everybody looking at me when you said Turtle?
I don't know. I see myself
I think Chris is more like E.
I probably am more like E.
You think so? Yeah, you know, you talk about playing golf in the heat. I actually played golf the other day for the first time in 3 years.
Yeah.
You know how everybody got into golf during COVID because it was the thing you could do outdoors?
Not me.
Yeah. Not me either.
Yeah.
I did not play any golf in the last 3 years.
Golf clubs in his back.
the back of his car at all times.
Well, you know what? I did because a friend of mine convinced me to go play nine holes. This is about, I don't know, a month ago. So I'm too lazy to take the golf clubs out of the back of my car. I played golf on Friday. Again, George, you talk about relaxation.
Full
you
know? 18?
Full 18. Dude, we teed off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ooh, that's a tough time to tee off.
And at 7 o'clock, standing on the 18th green, I was like, oh, it's finally cooling off. It was unbearable how hot it was outside.
And what city did you play in?
This was in the southern part of L.A. County, which is the northern part of San Diego
County. Were you close to the water?
Yes.
So imagine up here.
Right.
So I was playing Friday at Black Gold,
mm-hmm.
and it was, oh, we were playing in a tournament. Shouts out to you, Tommy, a bunch of us.
What's the weather going to be like at Black Gold?
It's going to be, so everybody last Friday was like, oh, next week's your guys' tournament. You're lucky it's going to be 10 degrees cooler. I'm like, well, it's 110 today. They're like, yeah, it's going to be 100.
Yeah.
Let me see. Your like, Belinda. Oh. Let's take a look here.
Yeah. So this Friday is going to be fun.
It's going to be, yeah. It's going to be steamy, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah? What are you going to be doing?
It's going to be 103, Chris.
So they went up 3 degrees.
All right, down
at what
seven.
Time, though? You can track it on the time.
It's going to be hot as hell when we're there.
Well,
yeah, but we're on like the back end of the
yeah,
hotness.
Yeah, we're on 18 overlooking yeah. the thing. The whole
I don't think I'm going to be able to do 100 push-ups on Friday.
You think? You might, yeah. You might
I
die.
I don't think I can do 10. Seriously.
I'm going to drive the Bev cart around.
Saturday's going to be 86.
Make sure everyone's hydrated.
I know what you're trying to do. We can't move the golf tournament.
Saturday. Let's go Saturday.
You want to work on Saturday?
Cabby could do 86 push-ups well, for the degrees.
Right. I could do 41 one day and 42 the next day or something like that.
That does not 86.
No.
41 okay. and 40.
Yeah. Well, I got the wrong temperature.
No, it's going to be hot, but it's going to be fun. No, in the morning, Keyshawn and I open up the tournament on top of the Coors Light RV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Key then hits the ceremonial first shot.
Does he know how to hit a golf ball?
Well, we've done this for years. This
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I'm never there in the morning.
Well, okay. Anyway. No, that one you were part of.
Oh, that one. But yeah, I'm half asleep.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So he does the ceremonial first shot. We do the shotgun.
Okay.
Then our boss, the great Amanda Brown. I almost got off brand there for a second.
Yeah.
We got a branding. Her and I will be covering it on social as we go hole by hole. We go to the sponsors. We'll see if she drinks hot sauce again like she did last
year. What's Greg going to be doing?
Greg is producing.
Oh.
Producing what?
I don't know. Greg will, well, he's playing golf in the morning, I think, with Ireland.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They always play together.
And then they'll produce the show and, you know, he'll be there.
Can't really move this thing to Saturday. I was just taking a look. You know, USC plays at Stanford at 4:30.
Yeah, it's a big game.
So I want to see that
game. I almost thought about driving up there.
Come on.
Why not?
There's plenty of seats available.
To see the Cardinal?
To see USC in person.
I would like to see the tree.
The actual tree?
Yeah, I've never
like
seen
the mascot.
The mascot, the tree. Yeah. So it's kind of funny looking.
You would drive up there. You mean like you pack the family up and
yeah,
you
let's
you drive
go watch,
up?
Let's go watch, rent a car and drive up there.
Okay.
8 hours?
Not 8 hours. You can get there a lot faster than that.
How fast do you think you can get there? Palo Alto, L.A., 6.5, 7 hours?
I'd say less.
Okay.
Depends on what time of day you leave.
Mm-hmm. And then what are you going to do? You going to stay the night? You going to come back the next day, Sunday?
Yeah, maybe stay the night.
No, you're going to be tired because it's going to be 103 in Yorba Linda the day before.
Yeah, it's true.
You're going to be zapped.
Yeah, but that's right. I didn't realize it's going to be 103 in Yorba Linda, so maybe I'm not going to do it. But I thought about going. Why not? I don't have a game this weekend. It's probably going to be the only weekend I don't have a game for a while. So,
would you hit a golf ball for us on Friday? Because you do have a nice drive.
Well, I did. I shockingly, I played no better or no worse than I think I would have played if I played once a week for the last 3 years. So, in other words, when I come out and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm just letting everybody know I haven't played in 3 years, just so you know. By the end of it, they're like, come on, that's nonsense. You didn't play for the last 3 years. I swear to you, I haven't played. And I balled out. You hear that, George? Balled out on the golf course.
Were there fans there too?
There weren't any, but if there were, I was the baller of the group.
Okay.
Yep. Played well.
Speaking of ballers,
yeah.
Pat Bev had his press conference today, and apparently Russell Westbrook was there not only to be supportive and in the audience, but tossed him a towel after practice because he was schwitzing.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
That's a very nice thing to do.
Yeah, and Pat Bev said first assist of the season.
Yeah. He called it the first dime.
Yeah. First dime.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
our own Om Yongmasuk was there to document all of it.
Well, way to go, Om. Yeah. Appreciate you doing that for us.
Yeah.
So what do you make of this? Should we assume that if Russell Westbrook is A, at Patrick Beverley's press conference,
mm-hmm.
and B, mm-hmm. willing to lend an assist with the towel so the guy doesn't sweat all over everybody's microphones, should we assume that Russ has come to the realization that it's time to play nice?
I think that if he was going to be on this team, it's probably in his best interest to play nice. Now, again, we thought all those things, like, we didn't even have to worry about him, or in theory, playing nice at all last season, and that thing went awry.
Yep.
So I know there are reports out there that he will attend LeBron's preseason team bonding thing.
Good.
And you know, we'll see. But, you know, I don't know, man.
I think we all have this...
Call me a cynic on this one.
Yeah, but I think we all have this preconceived notion that you can't change.
Oh, no, I believe you could. You've changed over the years. I've known you for 20-something years.
For the better or the worse, what would
I
you
mean,
say?
Mostly for the better.
Oh, really? Mostly. Okay, mostly, all right. You know. With Russ, because of his behavior last... And when I say behavior, I don't mean like he was... like intolerable, mm-hmm. but his game didn't look the way it had.
He was not thrilled about it, and he took it out on some people.
And
including
then,
our own Brad Turner, our friend. What the hell?
And then he just, when I say again, behaved, I hated this whole thing when somebody called him Westbrook and he went off about the whole thing.
That's the thing I didn't have any issues with that. But I didn't like the way he would like treat the media in these press conferences. It just wasn't like, didn't seem cool.
Well, all I'll say is this. It seems... like there might be some indications
that he's trying to change,
that he's at least understanding that if he wants to be part of this team, mm-hmm. and if he wants to play further in the NBA, people don't particularly like him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got an opportunity to repair his image by being a great teammate. Can he do it? You know what? I'm going to bet on that he can. I'm going to bet on the positivity side here today.
I mean, you've been saying that for a long time.
Right.
But you kind of waver every once in a while.
Well, listen, I'm watching Legacy right now.
Yeah, is that what it is?
I think what's happening to me is I think I'm being influenced a little bit by Jeannie's positivity and Dr. Buss's positivity, and you're going to get a kick out of this.
Yeah.
This past weekend.
I didn't watch it.
I know you didn't.
I've only seen the first 3 episodes.
And I'll tell you right now.
Basically, because you made me.
It's getting better and better and better.
You keep saying that.
Well, the most recent one, they get into how they got Shaq.
Yeah.
They get into the drafting of Kobe Bryant.
I know that story, too.
I know you do. But I'm telling you right now, it's great to watch it.
Right.
But you're going to love this story.
Yeah.
So this past weekend.
I mean, I'd rather talk House of Dragons, to be honest.
I got to talk to you about House of Dragons because I'm lost.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
How are you going to be lost?
I'm so confused.
What the hell?
I'm at the racetrack this weekend.
Yeah.
No surprise to anybody.
Shocker.
I'm in this suite.
Mm-hmm.
I look over and I see this lady.
Yeah. And it's Jeannie Buss.
No.
Linda Rambis.
No.
Who?
Do you want me to tell you?
I don't know. Go ahead.
It's the sister Buss.
Oh,
is it Janie?
Janie.
Janie Buss. I'm looking at her. I'm like, do I know her?
Yeah.
Gosh, I feel like I know her.
Right. But you've just seen her on television a whole bunch.
She looks familiar
recently.
To me.
Yeah.
And I say to this buddy who's sweet, I'm in, and I go, see that lady over there? Do I know her? And he goes, that's Jeannie Buss. And I'm like, yes, that's how I know her.
Yeah.
I would never know Jeannie Buss. I wouldn't know her if you lined her up and you said, name who Jeannie, I wouldn't know who she is.
Right, but now you do.
Now I know
of
who
Legacy.
She is. Correct.
Yeah.
See, that's what Legacy's doing for me.
Oh, well, good for you.
Now I'm best friends with Jeannie Buss, just so you know. Canelo, now he's like number 3 on my list.
Oh, good for you.
It's true. Me and Jeannie. Yeah. Very tight. Rather be friends with Jeannie, frankly, if I'm being honest about the situation.
You should have been on my flight to Vegas that one day.
Yeah, how'd that go?
We chit-chatted for a few minutes.
Yeah, I should have been there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm now friends with the wrong sister. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not friends with Jeannie. Though.
Yeah, well, I want to be friends with
Does Jeannie. Does Jeannie follow you on Twitter?
I don't know. I don't think so. Probably not.
We got to make that happen. Then.
Come on, Jeannie.
Can we just like, you know, we should have her on the show and just say, hey, Jeannie, if she's not, can you follow Cappy on Twitter?
Yeah, would you mind?
But let's find out first.
Okay, I'll do it.
How about tell us on the other side?
All right.
So we got that. Plus, I do want to get into...
House of Dragons?
Well, that. But I also want to get into the Dodgers.
Okay.
Because I have reassessed the National League situation, and there is a new team that I have deemed the team to worry about.
Because you were worried about the Mets.
Now there's a new team.
Milwaukee was worried about the Braves.
I'll tell you who I think next.